You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
It's the Great Utah Shakeout. Dave and Debbie are live from Evergreen Junior High in the Granite School District on KSL News Radio.
I'm looking forward to speaking to a professional who understands how to make buildings as safe as possible when it comes to an earthquake. As we round out our live coverage of the Great Shakeout, we're going to speak with a structural engineer. He's been in the business for a very long time, Dave, and I think there's some important questions that we all want to know, like, what era is our house built? Do we need to make sure that it's actually more sound? And what things, steps can we take? So let's get Doug Hancock on the line right away. He's a structural engineer, a Taylorsville warrior.
That's right.
All right. So you grew up in Utah. You've been all over it sounds like all over the world and all over the country, analyzing buildings. And you said something to me right after the New Jersey, New York quake. You reached out to me over X. That really struck me, and it's like, you don't want people to be scared to be in buildings. And I love what you said to me, because I am scared. So what do you say to people who are nervous about being inside a building when it starts to shake, Doug?
Well, fear thrives in the absence of knowledge. And so I want to kind of spread some information around so that we don't have to worry quite so much. It's not surprising that modern seismic design began in California. You know, after the 1906 earthquake in San Francisco, we really started to think about how we could better design our buildings. And it didn't take off right away until 1933. They had a Long Beach quake that really got the design rocking and rolling, so to speak. Out of all that, there's a thing called the Unified Building Code that came out of those earthquakes. And by the 1950s, we were starting to build our structures by that code. And it didn't take long to find out that concrete and brick and masonry buildings, they don't do too well in earthquakes. That code, that's our Bible to design buildings. It eventually became what's called the International Building Code. And it's a bunch of equations that we look at just to make sure these buildings hold up. There's no such thing as an earthquake-proof building, but we're getting really, really good at earthquake-resistant buildings. Every time there's a quake, we go in and we study what failed, what didn't, what worked. And if you remember back in 1994, there was a pretty good-sized earthquake in Northridge, California.
Yeah.
The good thing about that quake is there was just a huge variety of buildings to look at. All kinds of different materials were used, all kinds of different structures. And we were able to look at how all these different things interacted with that strong earthquake. And from that, we made some pretty significant changes to the building codes. And so from about 1995 to 2000, those building codes really improved our ability to keep a building up. An engineer's number one goal in designing a building is that the building stay up long enough for people to get out of the building. If we have to tear down a building after an earthquake, but everyone survived, we call that a win.
That's amazing.
That's a great point. And I remember looking at the pictures of the Taiwan earthquake, and you had buildings that were leaning at a 20 or 30 degree angle. They were still holding up. But can you give me an idea, what era of home should I be concerned about here in Utah?
A lot of that depends on what the home is made out of. If it's a wood frame home, you're in pretty good shape. Wood really reacts to earthquakes well. It flexes, it bends. If your home is built before 1950, you probably want to take a good look at it. If it's wood after 1950, you want to take a look at how it's connected to the foundation. The wood's going to do okay. It might bounce off the foundation a little bit. But if your home was built after the 2000s, I would be perfectly comfortable in a home there because of the building codes that we were able to develop. Again, mostly from the Northridge quakes. You want to be concerned if your house or your building is unreinforced masonry, brick and things like that without any steel in it. That's what really causes the catastrophic failures. You see those in countries like Turkey and Haiti. That's where so many of the unfortunate deaths come from, is they just don't have access to the materials to reinforce it with steel.
Well, such great information. Thank you. I actually feel a lot better. My wooden home. I feel good about it.
Doug, thank you.
Yeah, Doug Hancock is a structural engineer.
That was great. Great information, because I think a lot of people do wonder, you know, it was, when my home was built, it was built in this era.
Yeah.
How was it built? Is it built under these certain codes or not? That's super helpful information. Doug, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge, your expansive expertise on, you know, involved in structural engineering for a number of years. We're going to keep your number handy, because we have lots of, you know, earthquake questions that come up over time. And so we'll give you a call in the future. Thanks, Doug.
Another little nugget that he dropped in there that I loved, he said, we care about saving lives,
yeah,
right? So if we have to tear down a building, that is fine. But if it stays together long enough to get everybody out, then that's the win.